This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Good evening. Finally, the storms leave me alone. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, I was making all kinds of administrative announcements last week, and I'm sort of glad they didn't actually work out that way because I was incorrect about the time. We will actually be switching next week, not 3 to 6, but 4 to 7 Eastern time, and then just drop an hour from that as you go towards the left coast. Every time you hit another time zone, just drop another hour. 3 to 6 Central, 2 to 5, you get it. You get it. That's starting next week. And, of course, we're still waiting. I found out why I'm being held up for two pieces of equipment to do this TV show in Northern California, and it's two pieces of equipment that everybody had to buy for all of these Zoom calls they're making. So if anybody knows where to find a webcam, I actually found a green screen, but if anybody knows where I can find a webcam, I could actually start it if I could find a webcam. And that's all the public service announcements I got for you. In my lifetime, we have seen two serious pandemics. We have seen H1N1, and we have seen the Hong Kong flu. The Hong Kong flu made it to our shores in December of 1968. I was 7 years old at the time. Mostly, you know, it ended up killing 100,000 people in the United States, mostly over the age of 65, and 1 million worldwide. Lifespan in the U.S. in those days was 70, whereas it has risen to 78 today. Population was 200 million compared with 330 million today. It was a much healthier population with low obesity. If it would be possible to extrapolate the death data based on population and demographics, looking at our population today, then, you know, we might be looking at 250,000 deaths from this virus, from COVID-19. So in terms of lethality, Hong Kong flu was deadlier and scarier than COVID-19, but we will have to see how that works out. In 1968, says Nathaniel M. Waugh in National Interest, the H3N2 pandemic killed more individuals in the U.S. than the combined total number of American fatalities during both the Vietnam and Korean Wars. And this happened in the lifetimes of every American over 52 years of age today. I was 7, and, you know, my thing back then was watching a show that was local in Columbia, South Carolina, called Caboosey Yaya. Don't ask me. So I don't have a whole lot of memory of it. My parents vaguely remind me that they were being careful and washing surfaces, and that was happening. And my dad was a grocery store manager at the time, and he tells me that there was a time where they had to be a little more diligent in the cleaning. But otherwise, it's mostly forgotten today. And if you want to know why, it's because nothing closed. School stayed open. All businesses did, too. You could go to the movies. You could go to bars and restaurants. And then for the big kids in 1969, they had a music festival. Now, mind you, Hong Kong flu did not peak until for a year after it hit the American shores in December of 1968. So in 1969 of December, it was getting ready to peak. And then came August of 1969, and there was a concert planned. It was a little get-together called Woodstock. It was planned in January during the worst period of death. And it actually occurred during a deadly American flu pandemic that only peaked globally 6 months later. There was no thought given to the virus, which, like ours today, was dangerous mainly for a non-concert-going demographic. The stock markets didn't crash. Congress passed no legislation. The Federal Reserve did nothing. Not a single governor acted to enforce social distancing or curve flattening or even, you know, even though thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people were hospitalized or banning crowds. No mothers were arrested for taking their kids to other homes. No surfers were arrested. No daycares were shut, even though there were more infant deaths with this virus than the one that we're experiencing now. There were no suicides. There was no unemployment. No drug overdoses. Media covered the pandemic, but it never became a big issue. Coming out of the New York Times, December 11, 1968, Hong Kong flu attacks thousands here swiftly. It was not something that was news every day, which is exactly what we get nowadays. This was written by a guy named Bojan Panshevsky in the Wall Street Journal. He pointed out in 1968-70, news outlets devoted cursory attention to the virus while training their lenses on other events like the moon landing and the Vietnam War and the cultural upheaval of the civil rights movements, student protests, and the sexual revolution. The only actions the government did was they decided to collect data and watch and wait and encourage testing and vaccines and so on and so forth, etc., etc., E-I-E-I-O. The medical community took the primary responsibility for disease mitigation. It was widely assumed that the diseases required medical, not political, responses. It's not as if we had governments unwilling to intervene in other matters. We had the Vietnam War, we had social war, welfare, we had public housing, urban renewal, and the rise of medicine and Medicaid. Medicare. We had a president swearing to cure all poverty, illiteracy, and disease. Government was as intrusive as it had ever been in history. But for some reason, there was no thought given to shutdowns. Which raises the question, why was this different? We're going to be trying to have, you know, this will be something we talk about for decades, you know. Was the difference that we have mass media invading our lives with endless notifications blowing up in our pockets? Was there some change in philosophy such that we now think politics is responsible for all existing aspects of life? Was there a political element here in that the media blew this wildly out of proportion as revenge against Trump and his deplorables? Or did our excessive adoration for predictive modeling get out of control to the point that we let a physicist with ridiculous models frighten the world's governments into violating the human rights of billions of people? Maybe all of these were factors. Maybe there was something darker and more nefarious at work, as the conspiracy theorists would have it. And no matter what it was, and no matter who put it together, they all have a little bit of explaining to do. My parents believed they had developed a sophisticated view of viruses. They understood that less vulnerable people getting them not only strengthened immune systems, but contributed to disease mitigation by reaching the herd immunity. They had a whole protocol to make a child feel better about getting sick. You'd get a sick toy and some ice cream and Vicks rub on your chest on a humidifier in the room, and you got to stay home. And that's how they took care of us. And, of course, when you got over it, there would be congratulations. Big contrast between 68 and 2020, isn't there? Big contrast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
SCZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SCZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show of hands, should I change the bumps when I change the time slot? I'll wait. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers.
triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Salus. They are the exclusive carriers. Well, they now make a binary trigger for the BNT submachine gun line, sub-gun line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. As a conservative, I pride myself on supporting law enforcement. I have always said I would stand with law enforcement in that moment if it came to that. And I will back them against all kinds of slander and such. And yet, stupid and evil people, that there are some in law enforcement, are putting that default thumbs up from normal Americans at risk. It's bad enough when we watch the ridiculous spectacle of Deputy Karen and Deputy Man Karen yelling at some mom for committing felony playdating. But then we see how the FBI has flat out framed political enemies, and this becomes too much. If the LEO community is not going to police their own ranks and stamp out this nonsense, it might as well take all the goodwill it has earned over the years and douse it with cheap gasoline and set it on fire. A big chunk of society, mostly on the left, detests the police. It'd be a really poor idea to convert the right to that point of view, too. But that's where these trends are beginning to lead. And here's the thing. Normal people respect our police, not merely because they have badges and funny hats, but because they take personal risks to try to protect us from those who would violate our rights. And usually these violators are criminals. And by the category of people who would violate our rights, this also includes political hacks and bureaucratic petty fascists. And we reasonably expect to be protected from those creeps, too. But now the response is, but we might get suspended or fired. Well, that's correct. And that's also immaterial. I expect cops to run into gunfire to save lives. Cowards like that Florida slug aside, just like we expect firemen to run into burning houses. If doing that stuff was easy or safe, they would not get respect and be honored. And that's the deal. They get pay and prestige and honor and respect because they do things other people can't or won't for the good of the community. It's like soldiers. The troops don't get thanked for their service because their job is kickback and safe. So we can surely expect them to push back when some tool with sergeant stripes or chief stars tells them to oppress us. And for those LEOs who are confused by what I'm talking about, when someone tells you to tackle people for misdemeanor failure to social distance, I would expect you to say no. When someone tells you to fly drones around scolding citizens, I would expect you to say no. When someone tells you to walk through a church parking lot taking down plate numbers, we expect you to say no. When someone tells you to roll the SWAT team with a complete with a Keystone Cop sniper up top to confront the peril of a bunch of people protesting to reopen businesses, we expect you to say no. When someone tells you to hassle Jews for praying, we'd expect you to say no. We've seen all those things happen or be threatened since the Bat-Stew virus infected the Bill of Rights, perhaps fatally. And these atrocities have to stop. These officers, if they resist the bullshit commands, might get disciplined or fired. And yes, doing the right thing sometimes has a cost. We will certainly support remedying with such retaliation, but cops don't get to do the wrong thing and still expect us to have their backs. Many won't play stupid games, and they simply blow off dumb orders. I've witnessed police officers ignore all manner of Karen crimes, as they should. I've seen a number of sheriffs stand up and refuse to enforce illegal and immoral orders from political hacks. Three cheers for them. And then they're the Barney Fifes who, instead of saying hard pass when ordered to dragging off some tattoo artist, they instead comply. And that's how we got a viral vid of two tubby constables hauling a guy to the pokey for trying to feed his family. Is this what law enforcement officers signed up for? If the answer to that is yes, we're probably in trouble. It's a sad truth. Far too many of our law enforcement officers are gutless drones who go along to get along. And it's becoming a disgrace. And to continue the theme of disgrace, we have yet to see one FBI agent throw his badge on the floor and walk out of the J. Edgar Hoover building in disgust at what the Bureau did about FISA and Flynn. We support police. The police need to police their own to ensure they support us. And here's the thing. In an era where Democrats are increasingly trying to attempt to leverage the power of government against their political enemies, this kind of passive acquiescence to manifest injustices is a real threat to the viability of this nation as a free country. Is there any way to calculate the damage of the FBI and the DOJ schemes and crimes and have what they've done to their reputations? And now local law enforcement is trashing their own rep with stupid antics designed to bully a normal citizen? So what happens if a leftist leader starts telling cops to arrest religious minorities for not conforming? How about to arrest people for speaking freely or protesting? What happens when one tells to police to break into citizens' homes looking for guns? What happens if the politicians tell them to shoot anyone who resists? May the 4th was the 50th anniversary of Kent State, where four students were shot dead by soldiers while protesting. Without relitigating the incident, the leftist reaction on the anniversary was fascinating. Especially amusing was the ever-flatulent, nuke-curious Representative Eric Swalwell lamenting how government security forces use guns on American citizens, even as he apparently forgot that his dream is to ensure that only government security forces have guns. What an interesting little twist. After what we've seen lately, though, cowardice and stupidity and outright corruption, who can still be sure that there is not a significant number of LEOs today who would claim that they were just following orders? I want to support law enforcement. I want to back law enforcement. But, you know, without trying to sound too much like one of those sovereign citizens, everybody out there in law enforcement today needs to remember their oath. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tyson's largest pork-producing plant in Waterloo, Iowa, is back running with limited production. Tyson's Shane Miller says employees will have to wear masks and have their temperatures taken upon arriving for work.
We're taking all the precautions that are possible to ensure that our team members are taken care of and that they're safe before they're coming to work.
President Trump and the First Lady celebrating National Day of Prayer in the Rose Garden at the White House.
America is engaged in a fierce battle against a very terrible disease. In times of challenge, our people have always called upon the gift of faith, the power of prayer, and the eternal glory of God.
President Trump also saying he's very happy the Justice Department is dropping its case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying that Flynn is an innocent man. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A strike by some essential workers in the Windy City's been averted. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Thousands of nursing home workers in the Chicago area and around the state of Illinois were going to be going on strike, but staffers at dozens of facilities avoided the stoppage by reaching a tentative agreement with nursing home owners for a two-year deal. The deal would provide them with hazard pay, paid time off, and resources to protect them and nursing home residents during the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three of JetBlue's New York-themed airplanes will do a low-altitude flyover over the city today as a salute to healthcare workers doing battle against the coronavirus. Healthcare workers in New York say their move that the airline is doing something to honor them.
I'm deeply humbled and appreciative that they would consider this and honor the healthcare workers.
The salute in New York is expected to begin at 7 p.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Before I go into this next little ditty of mine, I saw a video today of a lady that flew on the airline that I frequent the most, Delta. And she was on a flight. She was married for 20 years to a military officer who was a doctor who passed away. He didn't pass away, you know, on the job or in the line of duty. He just passed away. And she herself is a physician. She was on a plane where a uniformed best buddy was escorting his soldier friend who had died, I presume in action, home to where there was an honor guard waiting. And this lady wanted to sing the national anthem as he was walking off the plane and everything as a sign of respect. And this lady was going around and asking people if they would do it. And they said yes. And then one of the Delta crew came up on her and said, "That's against our company policy. You cannot sing that." And this lady, this former military dependent, she did not sing because she was afraid that she would be raided by police and... And she was very upset that she did not have the courage that she thought she should have had. To sing that song for that troop. And I say to her, and I say to you, and I say to Delta, that should not be a company policy. I don't care who may be on the plane. If the plane is dropping somebody off in the United States, guess what? And isn't Delta's headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia? I mean, isn't that pretty American? I'm tired of the politically correct game. I really am. Anyway. The other day, there was a demonstration, another demonstration, in Lansing, Michigan, where a bunch of gun owners showed up, armed, because they can legally carry, at the State House, protesting this lockdown that's happening in Michigan right now, which seems to just keep continuing on and on forever. One of the freedoms the left has been trying to shred during this pandemic is the Second Amendment. There is no asterisk that comes with the Second Amendment. There's nothing in the Constitution that says, well, in the case of this. So when a law-abiding gun owner shows up to protest a government's attempt to infringe upon their rights, why should they not show up with the weapons the government's trying to curtail their use of, even take them away if they could? Sean Hannity, who is arguably, depending on who you talk to, he's either number one or number two in the talk radio game, and I mean, he's in that rarefied air of the radio broadcaster to where, you know, everybody takes everything he says as some sort of bona fide truth that should be evident to all. The other night he got up there and he repeated endlessly the same shop-worn phrases and took to task the protesters who showed up at Michigan State Capitol to protest against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's draconian stay-at-home orders, including the deeming of gun and ammo shops as non-essential, as leftist governors and mayors nationwide release felons to the streets. And the ever-modest Hannity opined that their bad optics was in fact hurting their cause. He said, I'm the number one supporter on radio and television that I know of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Now, no one is a bigger defendant of the Second Amendment than yours truly. I beg to differ, Sean. Everyone has the right to protest, protect themselves, and try to get the country open. And this with the militia look here, and these long guns, no. Show of force is dangerous. This puts our police at risk. And by the way, your message will never be heard, whoever you people are. No one should be attempting to intimidate officials with a show of force, and God forbid something happens. Then they're going to go after all of us law-abiding Second Amendment people. I know some of you look upon... I have a lot of professional envy for Sean Hannity. I do. I enjoy the work he has done in the past. I also know a lot about these general talkers that are conservative by nature. They claim that they're for the Second Amendment. A lot of them cannot articulate why. A lot of them do not practice the life, if you will. And in this particular case, it's getting out here and saying you can't do this because... you know, you might make some people mad or it's a bad look. It reminds me of Bluto's speech at the Delta Tau Chi house in Animal House, where he's saying he's not going to take this anymore. And I say this very simply. If Sean Hannity does not see the beauty of politicians being afraid of going too far, turn in your man card, Sean. Turn it in. They're already trying to come after us. That's why the protesters were there with their weapons. How do law-abiding citizens, veterans, retired LEO, who have legally purchased these weapons and know how to handle them, how do they endanger police exactly? Explain that one to me, New York Hannity. Police and law-abiding citizens are more threatened by the criminals that the governors like Whitmer are trying to release, even as they restrict the right to arm and defend ourselves and the families. And maybe Sean forgets why there are no mass shootings at gun shows, or why the Second Amendment was written in the first place. Our liberty, was won in a fight waged against government tyranny, not unlike what we're experiencing today when mothers are taken away in handcuffs and shoved in the back of a police car for taking her daughter to the park. We're calling a neighbor about the possibility of a play date for a child brings the police to her door. And where Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she's watching social media so that police can find and arrest those planning to gather together in the privacy of their homes, presumably after kicking down the door at gunpoint. The militias that won our liberty at gunpoint had guns in their homes, and they carried them with them when they farmed or went to church. Critics of the Second Amendment say they're not going after guns used for legitimate activities like hunting. But the founders didn't care about hunting during the Revolutionary War. The founders wanted to shoot tyrants. They needed guns because the British was coming. They were coming. And, you know, this is the thing. This is the thing. If a conservative talker, the likes of which I would think has plenty of time to know what he's trying to say to you, cannot understand why it is necessary to show up and remind politicians what this is all about, I say simply that this is a guy that I would not go into a room with him. I wouldn't, go through a door with him. I wouldn't try to clear a room with him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And you should pay him no mind. Good on you, Michigan protesters. Good on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Earlier this week, I had, before the rainy season started, this is 2020. Why should the rainy season be knocking me out? But that's what it's been doing. Before the rainy season hit, I had Representative Jeff Duncan. One of the questions I wanted to ask him about that I didn't get to ask him about on the air, we did discuss off the air. Now, the First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's unambiguous. It's not pretty unambiguous. It's just unambiguous, full on stop. Yet, governors across this country today are ignoring or suspending almost every one of those rights enumerated at the top of the Bill of Rights, with little to no pushback from the press, which just happens to be the only part of the first two amendments not under assault. It's actually not under assault. It's gone. Suspended indefinitely in the name of the common good. The greater good. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. Something like that, you know? Governors have declared coronavirus emergencies and wiped clean the rights of our nation. They were founded for the purpose of putting those rights beyond the reach of government. These suspensions were not done by vote. They were done with the stroke of a pen. And constitutionally, they cannot be done. There's no provision of the Constitution allowing for the waiving of rights under any condition, but most legislatures are content to sit back and watch this all proceed without their fingerprints anywhere near it. Governors made a point of canceling Easter services, even at drive-in churches set up in parking lots. You're not allowed to leave your home, they declared. The irony of placing innocent Americans under house arrest while releasing prisoners in the name of compassion was lost on journalists too busy expressing indignation that people might want to worship even in the face of a pandemic. More importantly, they canceled my birthday. The same journalists were perplexed by why those same innocent Americans might want to exercise their Second Amendment right, another right with which we are born that shall not be infringed, that is being infringed all over the place without concern from the media. Gun stores are non-essential in a time of prisons as they're being emptied. That seems like a setup for a really bad joke. Definitely not a public policy. If you speak out against these usurpations of your rights, you will be condemned as not caring for the vulnerable. If you couple your right to speak with others in the public square by assembling to magnify your voice, you risk arrest or a fine, a hefty one in a lot of states. And these steps are designed to quash your right to petition government for redress of your grievances. The government nullifies your other rights through the magic of a Mont Blanc pen. The powerful people aren't going to use a Bic, especially when taxpayers are picking up the tab. And meanwhile, the press remains unencumbered by any of this. Unlike the people footing the bill and taking the hit, journalists are essential employees. And long having, you know, they think of themselves better than everyone else. Democrats with press credentials happily condemn people for refusing to do what they're told to do by people lacking the right to do it in the first place. They'll say that the Constitution is not a suicide pact, but neither is it a permission slip for the murder of rights. Our rights cannot simply be waived in the face of anything. From the beginning of the country, government has been about trying to do just that, though. It is the nature of government and those in power to attempt to amass as much of that power as possible. And the only way for that to happen is to take it from the people. Our founding fathers knew this, and they wrote the Constitution to guard against it as best could be done, and still some of them were guilty of it themselves. And since then, these incursions into our rights have generally been done with a small hammer and chisel, chipping away a little piece here, a tiny piece there. Out of public view and legislation with pleasant-sounding names on matters of public concern, we must fix this problem, chip, 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 chip. If it saves just one life, chip, 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 you know. These tend to go unnoticed for what they are. Well, everybody seems to be always overwhelmed by the sense of urgency that they're generally coupled with. But this time, these same caring leaders aren't using a hammer and a chisel. They've moved on to dynamite. This is going to change how we live our lives going forward, is commonly heard now. And that's not how rights work, people. The Constitution grants us nothing. The Constitution is an acknowledgement of rights with which we were born. We can choose not to exercise them, but they cannot be taken away. And that's not enough for many of these governors and their cheerleaders in the press. When governors started asking people to stay home, we did. We understood the reasoning. But then two things happened concurrently. Things began to change, and new statistics and models came out, and we came to another understanding of what this was, and, you know, as time wore on, we saw these things, and we realized that, one, we didn't have to do this, and then those requests became orders. Now, nothing much changed. There were a lot of people that wanted to stave off the predicted horror of the epidemic. Everybody thought, you know, it's a pandemic, but everybody thinks it's going to be an epidemic, that it's going to run away and there's going to be no controlling it. Next time you hear somebody saying there's a gun violence epidemic, think of that. Well, epidemic means that this is just happening everywhere and there's no way to stop anything. So, while everybody's trying to dodge all of this, these orders were seen as akin to ordering the sun to rise in the east. And it was already happening, so it was basically meaningless. But then either the predictions are wrong or the compliance accomplishes mission, depending on your perspective, and people wanted to go outside. They wanted to stop the destruction of their livelihoods and return to work. It's getting into the 80s now. The pools are about to open. And that's when they notice the boot of the government on their throats. Now they've decided to go to the halls of the capitals and to the streets, and police are being ordered to put down offenders demanding their liberty back. Many police departments are refusing, but we've already talked about what I feel about what's going on in other places. But an alarming number of them are complying, and it was impossible just 2 months ago for the answer to the jailhouse question of what are you in for to be answered with, I went to the beach. And yet, this is a reality under many Democrat governors. We will wrestle those freedoms back. They cannot keep them from us. And when we do, it's important to remember not only who took them and why, but who tried not to give them back. And from Maine to Michigan, from Illinois to California, they were progressive Democrats. They didn't see coronavirus as a tragedy. It was an opportunity. Not letting that terrible crisis waste. This is a Democrat's nature. They know better than you do what you need. They are better than you are, smarter than you. Coronavirus just allowed a peek into their minds. They have unmasked. Look at what you're seeing and understand what that is. Individuals are irrelevant to the left, as are your rights. The Constitution is an obstacle to be overcome by any means available, not the restraint on their power it was written to be. November is inbound. Take Barack Obama's advice. Reward your friends and punish your enemies. It's that simple. Pelosi is one of your enemies. Schumer is one of your enemies. Biden is one of your enemies. AOC is one of your enemies. Everywhere right now, there is oppression happening in the name of a pandemic. Remember that. If you don't, you may come to a time where you won't be allowed to say it, say what you tried to do. Hour number two is inbound. It's time to go to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.